Hello. My name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. It's only going to take about 5 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Is this political?
Yes. It's basically about politics.
Okay.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And first of all, what are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida Legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
100%. Yes?
Okay. Thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Democratic.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
47.
47. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or anything else?
White.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Yes, wrong track.
Okay. And now I'm going...
Due to the governor, if you want to make a note.
Sorry?
I said due to the current governor, if you want to make a note of that.
Okay, I will. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of the person, you can also let me know that as well. So the first one is Joe Biden.
Yes, very favorable.
Thank you. Next we have Chad Klitzman.
I'm sorry, who was it?
Chad Klitzman.
Oh, yeah, very favorable.
Thank you. Next we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, that's okay. Next we have Barbara Sharif.
Barbara Sharif. Yeah, that's positive, I'd say. Very positive. Oh, no, not Sharif. No, I'm sorry. Take that back.
Okay.
No, that's a negative.
Okay, so would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and last one for this list is Kamala Harris.
Yes, very positive.
Thank you. And now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, and Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., for whom would you vote?
Klitzman.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you would vote for him? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Now we're almost done, so still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. So I'm going to radio the list, and you let me know which one you think is the best one. First, we have education. Next is voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, LGBTQ plus rights, jobs and wages, home and property insurance, climate change and the environment, or healthcare.
Productive rights.
So protective reproductive?
Mm-hmm. Reproductive.
Okay.
Rights.
Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Oh, I would say liberal or moderate.
You can also say you are somewhat liberal or somewhat conservative.
Yeah, somewhat liberal, somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What year was it completed, or what? How many?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Oh, so let's see. 12, 4, and 2, so 16. No, 18, I'm sorry. 18.
I could also read the list for you.
Like grades 1 through 12, and then 4 years of college, and then 2 years of college more. So 6 plus 12, so it would be 18.
I could say, so the options is some college, then we have the 4-year college graduate, or the postgraduate school or degree.
Postgraduate.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes only, can I have just your first name?
Thomas.
Sorry?
Thomas. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much then. That will be it for the survey, and thank you for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.